When Gideon awoke, he was bound with thin rope to a high-backed chair, his head throbbing. Marcus Mesmer was in front of him, perched on the edge of a dressing table, smoking a cigarette and coolly regarding him. Gideon's wallet was on the dressing table, and Mesmer held his card in his hand.
So, you are Gideon Smith. I must say, I was quite saddened to hear of the deaths of Reed and his catamite trigger. They were a great source of income for me with their slanderous lies.
Mesmer flicked the card over his shoulder and stood.
You do not look much like your likeness in World Marvels and Wonders, Herr Smith.
They take some measure of artistic license with the illustrations, so as not to impede my passage and my work.
Ah, yes, your work. The hero of the Empire. How very grand. And you imagine I am up to villainy, Herr Smith?
I have been knocked unconscious and tied to a chair. So yes, I fear some villainy at work.
You were eavesdropping at my door, Herr Smith. My employees quite naturally suspected you of villainy.
Why are you blackmailing the Elmwoods, Mesmer?
Ah, direct. I like that, Herr Smith. But blackmail? Libel, Herr Smith. Defamation. You seek to continue the good work of Lucian Trigger and fill my pockets with settlements from your employers?
What are you up to? Who is the swordsman?
Ah, I see you heard much at our door. Perhaps this is the moment when I lay bare all my plans, safe in the knowledge that you are my prisoner. But then you escape, Herr Smith. You foil my dastardly machinations. I am undone. You see, I am very much familiar with the formulaic plots of your cretinous story papers.
Gideon glanced around the room. There were five other men apart from Mesmer, rough-looking and muscular. At least two of them were Spanish in appearance.
A rather international team you have. You are to be commended for bringing old enemies together.
They serve neither the Emperor of France nor the Queen of Spain. Like me, they have other loyalties, Herr Smith. We have pledged fealty to an older king.
What are you doing here, Mesmer? Surely you're not just in London to perform for East End crowds.
What are you doing here, Herr Smith? Playing the hero? But what is a hero? A man who does as he is told, or who finds his own way. And are heroes born or made, Herr Smith? Shall we find out?
One of the Frenchmen handed the hypno array to Mesmer, and he fitted it to his head. Gideon closed his eyes tightly, but felt his head gripped by strong hands that pried his eyelids open. The light from the contraption blinded him momentarily, colored shapes swimming in front of his eyes.
Yes, Herr Smith. Are heroes born or made? What if we took away all of your heroic doings? What if we wiped the slate clean? What if I convinced you that you are not the hero of the Empire, but the enemy of Britain? Would you be able to fight that?
Gideon no longer struggled against his captors, but simply stared at the lights and shapes rotating and spinning in the hypno array, and let Mesmer's honeyed words flow over him until he felt sleepy, so very sleepy, and his eyelids began to flicker and droop.